Birth, Volume 3, The Gathering, Chapter 36. "Frank, I want you to slow down through these mountains. I'm getting kind of car sick," said Lucy. "No problem, Mama. I can do that. Besides, I really can't see around these sharp curves through here. If there was something blocking the road, I probably couldn't stop in time," said Frank, releasing the cruise control. "So this is the Smoky Mountains. So much of your country's history happened right around this area," said Abdullah. "The whole area used to be part of another state," said J.J.
"You mean North Carolina?" asked Frank.
"Well, yes, but then these mountains made it impossible to manage before the war. It became the state of Franklin, and John Sevier was the governor. Greenville was the capital, up there in East Tennessee. Of course, they went broke, and Tennessee ended up taking the part on the west side of the mountains, while North Carolina took what was on the east side of the mountains. It's been that way ever since," said J.J.
"So it would have been a united 51 states," said Abdullah.
"Huh. Actually, there would have been more than that with Guam, Puerto Rico, and let's not forget how California wanted to split into three states," said Frank.
"Hey, slow down. I think there's another pilot up there. Look there," said Lucy.
"Damn, you're right. Hold on. There's no emergency lane in these curvy roads. We'll have to work fast or we might be in the way," said Frank.
"For whom? We haven't seen another vehicle in days.
How many other people know about running with old smelly transmission fluid?" asked Abdullah.
"Old-timers know. Heck, Rudolf Diesel made these things to run on corn oil. It was Rockefeller who forced everyone to use petroleum, don't forget. Let's get our boy in here. He looks worse than J.J. here," said Frank, as he set the brake and shifted into park.
"Is he alive?" asked Lucy, running beside Frank to reach the olive-green jumpsuit lying in the emergency lane.
"Yeah, he's warm. I think he's just passed out, actually," said Frank, putting his hands under the young man's armpits to lift him into a seated position.
"I don't see any blood anywhere. I think he's just exhausted," said Lucy as she helped Frank pick him up and drag him over to the bus.
"Let me help you," said Abdullah, grabbing the boy's feet as the three of them carried him up the stairs and into the bus.
"My God, he can't be over 22 years old," said Lucy.
"Yeah, well, he's one of the good guys, we know that much. Recline that chair, hand me that water bottle. Let's see if we can bring him around," said Frank.
"You keep driving, Frank, we'll take care of him. Let's get moving before we get rear-ended by something coming around that curve," said Lucy.
"Okay, Mama, I got it. We're moving," said Frank as he stepped down the steps, closed the door, and slid back into the driver's seat, breathing hard.
"Hell, we might have room for 30 more, so let's keep going."
"Take his boots off, Lucy. Let's get his feet up. He may be in shock," said Abdullah.
"Yeah, that's a good idea. You could turn that seat around to face him and put his feet up," said Lucy, unzipping his flight boots.
"Open that window a crack. He hasn't been out of these boots in days, I can see that," said Abdullah.
"Okay. He should be set now. He's pinking up a little bit now. Let's let him sleep and see how he does," she said as she slid open the window to let the odor out.
"I saw him in Denver, I think. They kept us separated up there. We trained for days, nonstop. Those ships, they're made for killing. That's what they do," said J.J.
"What do you mean?"
"I've been around for a long time, and I've heard about UFOs, but I've never even seen one, let alone heard about one of them blowing up or something," said Lucy.
"They're in the ancient records," said Abdullah.
"Hell, you say," said Lucy.
"The Vedas were ships of extraordinary destructive power. The ancient races fought one another and nearly killed the planet. Those ships up there retreated to the bottom of the sea. No one knows if they were the winners or the losers, but compared to us, they are vastly superior," said Abdullah.
"Then why haven't they come out of hiding and kicked our ass?" asked J.J. from across the aisle.
"Rules, my boy. There are rules in the universe even Lucifer must obey, or he cannot have victory.
That's why you were in the pilot seat up there. They found a way around the rules by having you sit behind the controls and do their bidding, said Abdullah. I really didn't know what they wanted us to do. I wanted to fly in space so bad I nearly sold my soul for it, said JJ, burying his head in his hands. But you didn't. That's the point, my boy. You're here now, and you're not going back there, said Abdullah, rubbing the top of his head like a schoolboy. This one seems to be resting peacefully after I covered him up. I'll watch him closely, said Lucy, pointing to the other pilot across the aisle of the bus.